Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveBand.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
You are listening to the 101.9 CITR. I can't stop buying gas in the last week and a half. It's so cheap. You are listening to the Parts Unknown show. Brace yourself. Yeah, I knew it. That is a band that the very last time that they played, so says LiveVan.com. I don't know if this is completely accurate, but Saturday, May 7th, 2005, at the Piccadilly Pub, the WPP played with Golden Phoenix, I remember them, Foster Care, and Daggermouth. Wow, presented by Kylan Cole. Insane. It's been a very long time since the WPP, or the Witness Protection Program, have played. And this coming Friday at the Cobalt, they are getting back together and playing. I don't know if this is the beginning of something amazing, or they're just going to play one time and then go on hiatus for another 9 years. I'm not sure. But it's going to be chaos at the Cobalt, just like the old days. And looking very forward to it. I know that people that come on this show, at least one, is going to the Cobalt to see the WPP. Don't know who they're playing with, but perhaps the Locust. I always think of the Locust when I think, and the Blood Brothers. Remember that band? Anyway, WPP at the Cobalt this Friday, the 19th of December, right before Christmas. Why even open gifts when you were given a gift on the 19th, that gift being the WPP? That was from an album that's so old, I wasn't even born yet. Also happening on the 19th is the Kingfisher Christmas extravaganza, not at the Cobalt, but at the Hindenburg. There's going to be a whole bunch of great bands playing, like Dead Soft. I'm going to get into some Dead Soft a little bit later. and some skinny kids. Whole bunch of great bands. Those are two. But a third band that's going to be playing is Sean Mrazek Lives. And I managed to pry the new track from Duncan McHugh's hands. He was about to play it on his show. I knocked him down, stepped on his hand, and his hand opened just enough for me to clutch the 7-inch out of it and push him down the stairs and then pay for his hospital bills. Wow, where's this going? Poor Duncan indeed. This is a new track from Sean Mrazek Lives, a tune called First Into the Lake. My name is Chris Arific. This is Sean Mrazek Lives. The show is called The Parts Unknown Show. The station is 101.9 CITR. For the next 2 hours, Sean Mrazek Lives.
Jack-o'-lanterns, rainbows, and lakes. Go-karts, jack-o'-lanterns, rainbows, and lakes. And I will fight for my piece of cake. And those go-karts, jack-o'-lanterns, rainbows, and lakes. So who will be the first into the lake? But you better watch out for all the snakes. But now which picture shall we draw? Maybe one where the crows call. Oh, go-karts, jack-o'-lanterns, rainbows, and lakes. Go-karts, jack-o'-lanterns, rainbows, and lakes. And I will fight for my piece of cake. And those go-karts, jack-o'-lanterns, rainbows, and lakes. So who will be the first into the lake? On second thought, let's eat some cake. I will shove and push to get my slice. Because some of those kids just aren't nice. No, go-karts, jack-o'-lanterns, rainbows, and lakes. And go-karts, jack-o'-lanterns, rainbows, and lakes. It doesn't take much, but that's what it takes. It doesn't take much, but that's what it takes. So who will be the first into the lake?
We used to take the time for a day in flight. Do you wanna go? Do ya? Yeah, do you wanna go?
Very nice. Okay, there it is. Now, I'm hoping that the poster comes up, but I've been trying 100 times. Ah, there we are. Okay. So, Tim the Mute, Knife Pleats, Village, Mesa Luna, Sean Morasic Lives, the aforementioned Sean Morasic Lives, Poor Form, Dead Soft, The Courtneys headlined the show, also playing that band that I just played, Skinny Kids, three-piece out of Vancouver, British Columbia. Around Your Mind, kind of a, oh, what's the band that I always play? The Flying Burrito Brothers, that kind of remind me of that. Or kind of remind me of the Shilohs. Shilohs and Skinny Kids should maybe play together. But I always know that Skinny Kids are a little bit more rocky usually, but that song is fantastic. A tune called Around Your Mind from a 4-song 7-inch called Strangers. The cover is lovely. It's just a girl's head surrounded by flowers in a sea of red. All right. I like it. I also like what? Dirty Projectors. Winter is here. It's almost here. From The Glad Fact, released very, very long time ago, but I always love that song. Thought it went well with a Sweet Little Valentine by the Shilohs. From their album that was released a few years ago, but it took many, many years before that to for them to get off their butts to do something. And now that they've kind of made a name for themselves, they can't get an album out faster. Every month, a new album by the Shilohs. The Clean had a anthology a long time ago, and it got reissued, and it's very much money, and I don't have that much money to buy this beautiful, I think it's 4-record Clean anthology, great pop band from New Zealand. That was a song from it called Platypus, and it's on, I believe, the Clean Getaway album released many, many years ago. Sugluck. Okay, so let's get into it. So Pitchfork had this review of an album, a compilation called Native North America Volume 1. It's a compilation of all these great Native American tunes from 1968 to 1975. Bands that you've never heard before and performers that you've never heard before. Willie Dunn, Sikkimiut, Willie Mitchell, not the Vancouver Canuck, ex-Vancouver Canuck, and a band called Sugluck. The first time that I heard the song that I played for you, the song was called Fall Away. I played it 70 times. I love the beginning, and I love the fact that that guy, even though he does not really have the ability to hit those high notes up there, he tries, and I think he's successful to an extent. So I'm glad he tried. That song was so great. I just love it so much, and I thought I'd play it for you today. And I also played the new Sean Morasic Lives. Sean Morasic, Skinny Kids, and the other bands that I was talking about are playing this Friday at the Hindenburg. WPP playing the Cobalt, also on the same night. Go to both. Come on. All right. Speaking of the Christmas party that Tim the Mute of Kingfisher Blues is putting on, why don't I play some Dead Soft? Lot of local writers are talking about how the self-titled Dead Soft album that was released this year was on their top 10 list, and why not? This is a tune called Everything, and I really quite like it. I play it for you on the Parts Unknown show on 101.9 CITR. I see a hole. Wish I could dive in. Wish I could disappear. I wish that I could swim. But I'm just a man. I can't do anything except destroy everything. Mm-hmm. I like that song by Tense Men, a album from last year. Well, this year, sorry. Where Doll Care is Forgotten. They're from Brighton in the UK, or maybe that's just their label. I know that they're great, and that's a song called Stages of Boredom. Ben Lai knows all about boredom.
Why, thanks.
That's why he comes to this show, to be bored. Very exciting, usually. And he comes here, I'm bored, I got nothing to do. He exercises his thumbs with this.
I don't want to say what it is.
Oh, Ben, tomorrow. Happy birthday, by the way.
Why, thank you.
39? 38, sorry. No, I wasn't even being jokey. I was, yeah, okay, 38. That, two, so you're, oh, wow. So you're I always get bewildered by the fact that you are almost exactly 2 years younger than me, but you are almost the exact same age as my sister.
Yes, you said it.
I know, but and I'm always so, hey, that's really interesting. It hasn't been interesting to you for 5 years.
Boredom. As you were saying.
Oh, Ben. Speaking of boredom, who's playing on Shindig?
Oh. Oh, we've been called Race on DJs?
Racism on no, DJs.
Raised by DJs. Raised by DJs? On DJs. But...
Oh, raised on DJs. Okay, good.
The Plodes.
The Plodes.
Purple Hearts Social Club.
Ah, who played the...
Victory Square.
Block Party.
Yeah. And also outside at the AMS first week.
Oh, very nice.
Yes.
Excellent. They're probably a lock. Like, they've been getting quite... They're a lock. They're going to win this one. They're going to win the whole thing.
There are no locks in this.
Bet me $35 that the Purple Heart Social Club is going to win the whole thing.
No, they're not going to.
Oh!
To win the whole thing?
Yeah, like, to win the whole thing.
No.
Yeah. They'll win the Polaris Prize next year as well.
I don't know about that.
$35.
Sure.
Wow. Awesome. Excellent.
One thing I know about Shindig is...
it's always a surprise.
It's always a surprise.
Always a romance.
Yeah.
No one saw that coming.
Yeah.
Did you see that coming?
Nope.
No.
Yeah. Some people did after the first
Who?
Night.
Who would see that coming?
They had some players.
What was the band that... Oh, gosh. There was another band that they won the whole thing. They were on the cover of Discorder, and they only... Maybe they had like an EP.
Victoria? No.
That's right! Yeah, what happened to them?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
It's like the 2 years where like they both won and they sort of kind of just disappeared.
Yeah, absolutely nothing after that. I remember like the singer, big burly guy named Chris. I thought I was on the stage.
I don't remember. It's too long.
And on Thursday from 10 till, 9 to 11 is Live from Thunderbird Radio Hill, which you host. You've been hosting for the past 15 years.
I don't know if it's that long. Close enough.
Fine. Who's playing?
Revered.
Revered or Reverter?
No, Revered. It's Emmett Hall who does.
Right. Now, did Sunday he play service. His show, his Shindig performance?
Yes. Yet?
And he won.
He won.
Ah, very nice. Now, new format of Shindig at the Hindenburg. It's at the Hindenburg. Crazy. Also, it is going to take a Christmas hiatus and then get started in the new year.
Yeah,
yes?
The 13th of June. Yeah, so this is the last Shindig of the year.
Awesome. Now, I also want to say, about this time, we would have crowned a new Shindig champion.
Yep. Would have been done probably already last week.
And, Ben, I'm an impatient guy. Can you just tell me who won now?
Purple Hearts. No.
That's what we're talking about. Chris Sorific called it. This is a hot, peppy number that is by a band whose music just got reissued. Love the Ngozi Family Band. Ben says? Do you need the says?
No, usually I wait till you fade out your...
Woohoo!
No.
When I wake up morning, I get some places, I meet some girls. gotta say, hi, baby. Morning, I get to town. I meet some lads. I gotta say, hi, brother. Hi, brother. I dig it. Come on. I tell you what the peace means. A man next to you is your brother. You gotta respect him. Matero, I met some girls. I got to say, hi, baby. Hi, baby. Hi, baby. When I wake up in the morning, I meet some boy. I gotta say, hi, brother. Hi, brother. Hi, brother. I dig it. Come on.
You are listening to 101.9 CITR and the Parts Unknown Show.
Thank you. For over 30 years, Discorder has been bringing Vancouver local independent music journalism. If you're a fan, check out the Discorder readership survey on our site at discorder.ca. You could have a chance to win gift certificates to the Rickshaw, the Lido, and Vinyl Records.
All right, that was a public service announcement. Also, a song by the Bangles. I have been getting into playing songs by bands that everyone knows, but maybe, you know, the early stuff maybe no one knows about. And I didn't really know that song, Getting Out of Hand, by Susanna Hoffs and her Bangles, made famous by the song Walk Like an Egyptian and Eternal Flame. Oh, do you remember? If you are not as old as me. Now, I am trying to find the name of a band that I would like to play a song from, but I need to know the name of the band. And I swear that we have a 7-inch from them. And Lad Megs, right? Ah, thanks, brain. Okay, the Lad Megs. There is this cover that they have, the Lad Megs do, this female-fronted band out of Calgary, Alberta, that I wanted to play for you. Where is it? Oh, hey, they got something new. Maybe I will play that in a second. Trick, I believe, is You Stole My Mind. No, Halloween. More releases. Yes, I want more releases from this. Ah, Lover, You Don't Love Me. I believe that this is the one. Huh. Okay, well, you know what? Why don't, instead of playing a cover, in lieu of the cover, I am going to play, at the end of the 1 o'clock hour, some brand new, released December 9th. I don't know anyone that had a birthday on December 9th. December 7th, December 13th. When is Luke Meat's birthday? I'm going to say happy birthday to Luke Meat. I don't know if he has the same birthday as Ben Lai. Do you care? You should. From Edmonton, the Lad Megs are. I always get those two cities mixed up. The Calgary Oilers? Right. This is Alien Bride, a track by Edmonton's Lad Megs from their Hypnotized 7-inch. I hope you enjoy it, and I will see you pretty soon. 2:02, I bet.
Thank you. How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen, and then get riding.
Unearthing the depths of contemporary cassettes and vinyl underground, ranging from DIY bedroom pop and garage rock all the way to harsh noise and, of course, drone. Pop Drone, every Wednesday at 10 to 11:30 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
My advice to young girls would be, go home after school.
This is the sound of compost and recyclables going into the garbage. Garbage that ends up in the landfill creating greenhouse gases. This is the sound of a more sustainable campus. You can make a difference when you sort it out. Learn more at sustain.ubc.ca/sortitout.
You're still listening to It's 2 o'clock, 202. Ha! I promised that I'd be back. Chris Horrific is back. His show is called The Parts Unknown Show.